Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit medmutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But they love eating people. They love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful mystery.
And I'm J Clone 63.
And I am losing my voice.
It's lost.
The Jamboree was this past weekend. So this episode I've had on the docket forever for just a special occasion of an episode I don't want to talk a lot.
Ooh, okay.
So before we get into all that, though, we're going to start with the reviews. I have no new reviews. Please leave us 5-star reviews on any of your podcasting platforms. If you leave them, I will read them.
And it does help us grow.
Immensely.
So if you haven't left a review and you like our show,
please leave a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening on.
Yes.
5 stars are nothing. Patreon members, we have a whole bunch of new Patreon shoutouts. I'm going to go through them really, really fast because a whole bunch of you guys joined this week. Dave Davison.
Thank you, Dave.
Horse Boyo.
Thanks, Horse Boyo.
Maddie Gardner.
Thank you, Maddie.
John Hunter.
Welcome, John.
Slasher Sweetie.
That's a cool name. Thank you.
Julius.
Julius, welcome.
Barbara Cook.
Barb. We know her.
Yeah. Stephen Jones.
Stephen. We know him.
Paul Seeds.
Paul Seeds. Do we know Paul?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Thank you guys for joining. I think everybody got in the Discord and everything like that. If you want to get all the amazing stuff like exclusive t-shirts, campouts, ice fishing trips, voting, extra content, Patreon.com/cryptids of the corn.
You get 4 new or Patreon exclusive episodes a month. You get 2 monthly hangouts with us on Discord where we can video chat and talk back and forth. Those are the 2 main
features. And then plus the exclusive merch shop. And
right. There's that.
There's a bunch of shirts that only you can get through the Patreon.
So there's a lot of extras that we provide to you for Patreon. And so, yeah,
check it out.
It really helps support us. It helps Mr. E pay the bills for his 3 kids.
Yeah, I think we're getting close to J clones, at least one of you getting paid.
That'd be cool. One of the clones.
Yeah. So the book is coming out. The book should be out in the middle of November. Like, so seriously, less than a month away, guys. It's in one of the final edits. Then it gets the art pass and then it goes to print.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally like right there. So be on the lookout for that. The first order, I think it's only going to be like 125 copies. So if you want to get it without, you know, waiting for the next order to come in.
Right.
Get it while it's hot off the presses.
Hot.
Also, we'll be at Crypticon. I will have the books there. And if you want them signed, I'll sign them there for you.
Sweet.
All right, you ready? So today's episode is kind of a little different than anything we've done. Basically, I have about 21 videos.
What's 9 plus 10?
21.
I'm glad you got
it's
that.
Not, yeah.
I don't.
That little kid. Was that a vine?
I think it might have been a vine.
Yeah. So what I got today for you guys, and it's really kind of, I'm aiming it at you, Jay.
Okay.
I have 21 audio samples. You have to decide whether they're an animal, a known animal, or a recorded thing that somebody said was a cryptid.
Okay.
And like, I have everything from Dogman, Pterodactyl, Bigfoot, like all, I have all kinds of different cryptids.
Right.
And then all kinds of different animals.
Okay.
Why I decided to do this, because so many people are reaching out about like, on a professional level, of like, hey, we got this weird sound. Can you tell me if it's an animal or not? So I know it's no secret. I've done it for Jeremiah a couple times from the Bigfoot Society podcast. The Merkle Media Company, I've done it several times for. But many other groups I've done it for. And there's a, it takes me a while to get back to anybody because there's like a lot of messages about anything. But so I'm like, you know, this will be an interesting one to, I think the general listeners as well, to be like, well, I think that's a Bigfoot and then it's this animal. Mm-hmm. Or I think that's an animal and it's, somebody says a Bigfoot. Now with the audio recordings of cryptids, there was a chance, you know, I'm not saying that they're not known animals. I'm saying, what did the person recording it say it was?
Okay.
For the monster ones. But like, even mixing some famous recordings of both monsters and animals.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Give
me a second. You talk for a second while I get the first video pulled up.
I'm ready. And this is an important topic too, because like you said, with the Merkle Media team, I can't tell you how many times they've approached you and you showed it to me. And then I'm even like kind of baffled, like, wow, that sounds interesting. And then you're like, oh, it's probably just this.
It's probably this.
And then you should play me a sound from that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, yep.
All right. You ready for this one?
Yep.
Okay. So remember, is it monster or known animal? And if it's a monster, we'll talk about either way what it is.
Okay.
A little bit. Playing it again.
Oh, you're playing again? Okay. Listen to that.
All right. I just wanted to get the scream in there again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know this one.
Yeah, I think you do. I started with the softball.
Yes.
At least a softball to us for us, we've done.
This is a friend of the show.
Yeah, actually the biggest piece of art I own.
Yes, from a listener.
Yeah.
And I'm blanking on the name right now, but thank you. I remember.
It's Jen.
Jen. Okay. Thank you.
I always remember I said McLaughlin.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yes. Laughlin. Mm-hmm. But that was our friend, the Shoebill Stork.
Yeah. And if you anybody's, actually, one of our highest listened to episodes ever, Monsters of the Marsh.
Yeah.
You heard that sound before. But I started with this one to show you how really scary a sound from a known animal can be. But it's a very secretive animal. It's a very shy animal. Does not like being around people.
Ancient,
highly endangered. So you got that one right.
I'll give
you
that one. Gunfire.
That's the jaws slamming together.
Right, their beaks.
And then they scream while they're doing it too. So it literally sounds like a woman being shot to death is what people reported.
Yeah. I mean, it's not far off.
And they stand very still when they do this, and they look like a piece of wood.
And then they stare through your soul.
That's only if you're seeing them.
Okay.
So I'm talking about if you're walking through a swamp, like we talked about in the Carolinas, and there may be a few of these that have escaped, and you hear that, I mean, that's the witch in the woods, you know?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you ready for the next one? I'm going to mute it just in case. An ad.
Yeah, I know, right? Everything has an ad now. I have to watch an ad to get my next piece of toilet paper for my next wipe.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Don't be gross. So it goes into a second one.
Just kind of sounded like a werewolf to me. Or not a werewolf. like a wolf, like a timber wolf or a...
Do you want me to play them for you? They're kind of two separate sounds.
Yeah.
So, Basshead Zeb is who
recorded this?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I just want to give credit. And then, but I'm not telling you who, which way it is yet.
That don't sound like a wolf. This one does, though.
Okay, what are you going with?
Wolf.
Wolf?
Yep.
This is a recording from North Carolina of a Bigfoot, supposedly.
Oh, okay.
Now, the first one to me, now, once again, this is, you know, said to be a Bigfoot. First one to me sounds like a big cat.
Okay.
I think the video may have stolen these sounds. Because I don't think they're from the same area whatsoever. I don't think they're the same animal.
Yeah, I think both first and second were different things.
I think the first one was probably a mountain lion.
Okay.
And the second one does have some similarities to some of the famous Bigfoot vocalizations. But I do hear, like you're saying, a much more canid thing. When we were around wolves in like the Oklahoma area, that's kind of what they sounded like to me at least.
There's that.
But it was a Bigfoot as far as the video is concerned.
Right, right. Oh, dang. All right.
They're batting 500.
That's all right. I'll take that.
All right. You go ahead and talk while I'm getting the next one.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Yeah, I wouldn't have. I don't know. Well, you know, with Bigfoot, there's a lot of the recordings that have been out there, like Sierra Sounds and some of the other ones. They range from so many different, you know, just sounds in general. Like they're, a lot of them sound very different. But they're all, you know, so unknown and potentially a Bigfoot.
And these are in random order, just so you know.
Just so I know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I tried to make it as random an order as possible.
So it's not like one and then the other.
You ready?
Yep.
What that is? I'm scared.
Sounds like something out of Jurassic Park.
So,
everyone else is hearing it too.
I'm getting Jurassic Park vibes there for some reason. Oh gosh, I really don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna go some kind of cryptid because I don't know what animal this could be.
You are correct, okay. At least for what the video has stated. So it's from Rumble Virtual, is the YouTube group. They cross posted this from the original user, and the source is they posted it on Rumble.com.
Okay.
So this was supposedly December 16th of 2017, 8:30 a.m. in Winsett, which is near Marsetown, British Columbia.
Okay.
So this is a snow-covered day, and this footage has been looked at several different times. To me, I can't identify the animal. A lot of the Canadian wildlife makes very unique sounds, and it can be very loud. This may be a Bigfoot.
I was thinking it's that dinosaur that went through the portal.
The Partridge Creek Beast?
Yeah.
It does sound very mammal to me, but I couldn't find any mammal that I really thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It could be a Bigfoot. I've seen a lot of people say it was a dog man.
I think it sounded like a big, like, pterodactyl thing.
It is December in British Columbia. So I don't think anything without a lot of feathers or fur is going to be up there.
True, yeah. I think it's a big bird.
Big bird?
Yeah. Not big bird, but a big bird.
A big bird.
Right, yeah. I don't think Big Bird really makes... He didn't make noises like that on Sesame Street, but Austin the Grouch might have when he slammed his fingers in his trash can. I don't know. But, yeah, cryptid. So I got that one right, kind of, I guess?
Yeah, I would say it's cryptid.
All right.
in the video set was cryptid. They said Bigfoot or Dogman.
All right, cool.
Here's one for you. You ready?
Yep. Know this one.
I don't think you do.
This was Atlas last year at the Christmas party when getting his photos with Santa.
There you go. It does sound like a baby crying though, doesn't it?
Yeah. So
baby screaming.
I'm gonna guess it's an actual animal.
Okay.
Baby screaming.
Recorded in the Australian rainforest.
Oh. So I was going to say porcupine, but that's not in Australia, correct?
No.
That's a North American thing.
And, well, porcupines are all over the world, just not
Australia. They are. Oh, okay.
African crested porcupine.
Oh, that's right. I knew that. Okay, so Australia. So maybe some kind of marsupial. This is a koala bear.
This is not a koala bear. Okay. It is an animal. It's a quite impressive animal called a lyrebird.
Oh, it's a bird.
Yeah. These guys can mimic everything from car doors slamming and literally, you know, the missing 401 stuff we've talked about with,
yes,
like metal door slamming?
Yes.
Lyrebirds do that.
Oh, wow.
They literally sound like... Ranch. They are the best mimickers in the... One of the best mimickers in the animal kingdom.
I've seen some videos
of them. The camera shuttering and, yeah, refocusing.
Yep.
Ranch. Construction workers, they can make the jackhammer and then a guy yelling noise.
Oh,
at
that's
the same
hilarious.
Time. They freak people out a lot, though, because they're not huge.
They're little.
And, I mean, they're about pheasant-sized.
Yeah.
So maybe 2-3 pounds. But they make all kinds of crazy noises, and they mimic. And that's, I heard one doing it like, hey, come over here.
Jeez.
Hey, come over here.
There's a video of a guy where he has one, like it's his pet, mm-hmm, and it's saying all sorts of stuff. And then it does the R2-D2 thing.
Oh, yeah. They do
like
a lot
perfect.
Of that. It sounds perfectly. It literally sounds like a guy saying, hey, come over here.
Yeah.
So that's where the dinosaur thing, like the velociraptors and the dromaeosaurs, where they had pretty similar vocal cords to, like, as far as we can tell, to some of those kind of birds.
Mm-hmm.
So they think that they could probably lure in prey items.
Man, just
by
that,
mimicking their noises.
Think of that on Jurassic Park when it's like when they're hiding in the kitchen.
The book had it.
What? A velociraptor going, hey, come over here.
Well, talking.
Oh, okay.
Like mimicking, like, help.
Oh,
help.
Gotcha. See, the book knew.
The book's a lot better.
They trimmed a lot for the feature film.
They did. I still love the film. It's my favorite
movie
great. Ever. But
and I like, you didn't say the magic words. And the hidden in the Barbasol can. There's something. That movie is just, that is a great movie.
It's a good movie. It's, mm-hmm, a good movie. You ready?
Yep.
Did you hear it again?
Was it the little...
So there was a whistle and that.
I heard the whistle.
There's a thing called... I don't want to give you too much. No, there was three distinct noises before,
okay,
the slam on the roof.
That one. That. And that. Bigfoot.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk about this audio recording for a minute. Because this is done by, oh gosh, the Wood Ape Conservancy, I believe. The North American Wood Ape Conservancy, yes.
Okay.
And we haven't done a lot with their work, but that will change in the next whatever Bigfoot episode. Because they've done a lot of work, but they have a massive collection of stuff they've recorded of what they believe is Sasquatch. So this incident happened in July of 2012 with Mike Mayers, Ken Hamler, Travis Lawrence, and Daryl Coyler attempted to get some much-needed rest in their cabin after several nights of being harassed. So this is from a really famous weekend that these guys had with the Wood Ape Conservancy. The Tascam DR-40 audio recorder was placed inside the cabin and the synthesizer MKE260 ornamental microphone was hung outside the cabin. The connecting cable ran through the window. The men lay in their bunks, listening to the incident live as it happened. The animal, or animals, were mere feet from Coyer, who just lay underneath the window. Imagine laying underneath the window and basically hearing a gorilla.
Yeah, no thanks.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Like, that's kind of, yeah. All right. He could hear it with extreme clarity as it whistled, proceeded to pant, hoot, grunt, and huff as it approached the cabin and threw several softball-sized rocks on the porch and on the roof.
Ooh.
The sound you hear in the audio file were unmistakably that of a non-human primate. And I agree. It sounds very much like, if I didn't know the context, I'd be like, that's a gorilla.
Right, yeah.
The sound alone are incredible enough. However, once they are complete, that they were recorded in Oceana Mountain ecoregion, that's southeast Oklahoma, it was stunning. We believe this, and this is from the website, if you couldn't tell I'm reading. We believe this recording of the huff grunt recording of the fellow or the rock throw downplayed and overlooked should be considered some of the best evidence collected regarding the existence of non or unknown primates in these mountain ranges of North America.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very, very odd. I'm going to play it again one more time. Let me unmute it. This part. They have hundreds of audio recordings on this thing. Get the Yahoo to play. This is a freebie from the Wood Ape Conservancy.
Oh, okay.
You can kind of hear it.
Very.
This one is way off. What's referred to as the cuckoo vocalization, which is a type of bird. So, but they see Yahoo.
That's what that. Again. Oh, yeah. Real quick. Yeah.
Yahoo.
Hmm.
But they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of audio recordings that are really fascinating.
Well, cool.
We may
then do
in a couple months a whole episode and just going through their audio recordings.
Yeah, I'd be looking forward to that. I mean,
because they literally hundreds.
Wood Ape Conservatory.
Conservancy.
Mm-hmm. Are they like, I mean, they're U.S. based, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Okay, cool.
I think they work pretty much everywhere, but they have a lot of Oklahoma stuff.
Gotcha.
All right, let me get the next one pulled up.
All right, so I think I'm like two for four, maybe. No, yeah, I don't know. We'll check at the end.
Okay.
We'll let whoever's listening keep track and leave a comment at the end, please.
You ready?
Yep. Going to fall on this one. Oh, I guess I just better trust my gut. I'm going Bigfoot again.
That was Burmese singing dogs.
Dang it, it was dogs.
No, it was Bigfoot.
It was okay. Well, part of it does sound like dogs.
Now, here's
part of it does not at all.
It was recorded as Bigfoot. Now, let's talk about the sound.
Okay.
Because this is an important thing. I guess this is why I want to do this episode. That's from Sasquatch Central, too. They shared this 2 years ago.
Okay.
I have no information. I've looked, try to find any more subsequent information. It does sound like It went from coyotes to wolves to me at the beginning, and then to neither.
Yeah, there was something else in there.
And I think it was, well, we talked about the Bigfoot a lot, them taking other animals' noises.
Mimicking.
And mimicking and mixing them into their own calls.
Mm-hmm.
So it really kind of, I kind of want to play it again just for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of has that vibe to me that this may be real as far as in, it sounds like flesh and blood animals. It doesn't sound like it's hyper edited or anything like that. And but I have no information with this video.
What's it called when you pull up the graph and you can see the audio lines? Is it a spectrograph?
Yeah, spectrograph.
Spectrum. Yeah.
Even some owl sounds. Like that first bit, it almost sounds like owl to me.
Yeah.
And for barred owls, they do some crazy calls, like short-eared owls and that kind of stuff.
And there's that.
Kind of canid, but not. And the barking.
Can hold a note.
And the whoops.
Yeah.
To me, it almost sounds like several individual Sasquatch and maybe even a dog.
Yeah.
I kind of wonder if there's a farm dog somewhere
in
that's
there?
Just going nuts.
Yeah.
You know, in the middle of this. I really don't know, but like I said, it was recorded as
Bigfoot.
Potentially.
So. Something weird, a cryptid.
That's what it was recorded as, Bigfoot. I mean, that's what they said it was, Bigfoot and all this.
Right, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was an interesting one.
This next one just goes right into the sound.
Okay.
And I'll let it play a couple of times.
Mm. Okay. No Bigfoot. This is a real animal.
Bigfoot's a real animal.
This is a real documented
animal. A documented animal.
Non-cryptid. This is a... Oh, come on. I got to get this one. I feel like I know this. I should know this. But what is it?
You want a hint?
Hippo?
If you hear this sound, there's a good chance you're going to die in the next couple minutes.
Mm.
It's not whether it's dog man or known animal. If you hear this noise, you will probably be dead very soon.
Silverback gorilla.
Ooh, that's a good guess. Cassowary.
Oh, that's the cassowary.
It's a threat call of a cassowary.
Yeah, those are dangerous birds.
The most dangerous bird. They are the most dangerous bird. They kill them. They kill more people than sharks do every year.
They got razors on their feet, and they gut
you. They will sit underneath a tree for days to murder you. You know, a lot of animals don't deserve their reputations. Cassowaries
do.
It's always idiot, like Americans. It's always Americans in Australia feeding them French fries.
Oh my gosh.
And like sitting in a parking lot, like, look at these. Because the thing is, there's emus there too.
And those are nice, right?
Like, they'll still hurt you, but they're not like flat out like going to murder you.
Yeah.
And they don't have as much hardware as a cassowary does.
Okay.
So when you, tourists get used to emus because emus will kind of come up and beg for food and that kind of stuff. So they get used to those guys, and then they see a cassowary, which is a really, really pretty looking emu-like thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, that's a pretty emu.
Yeah, until it starts running at you.
And then so they're feeding it French fries. I see one guy like smacking at one, like trying to get it away. I'm like, that thing has a three or four inch talon that it likes to just dig into people to see your entrails.
Razor sharp.
Yes.
Have you seen that? This is kind of a little off topic, but that video of the ostrich, the woman's feeding it, you know, like a park or something. And this deer, whatever, comes
rams
running
it,
up.
Yeah, it was an emu.
I was an emu. Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah. No, so cassowary.
Cassowary, though.
It's just literally, it's not even making it with its vocal cords. It just has its throat open and is huffing air.
Oh, my God.
Because it's about to murder. Like, the guy is in a zoo.
Yeah.
But the emu, or not the emu, the cassowary wants to kill the guy.
Yeah.
And it's like pacing.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, they're dangerous. There are dangerous animals.
That's why I was saying, if you hear that sound, you're probably not going to live very long.
Yeah, it's probably time to get your shield up or run away.
All right. So we'll be right back after a Flavors of the Forest ad.
Welcome back to Cooking with J-Clone 77. And we're back again on a new episode with my guest chef, the Defiance Dogman.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, okay. Defiance Dogman, today you're preparing a special dish. What do you got for us today?
Lamb chops.
Ah, some roasted lamb chops. Oh, now, you said today you brought a secret ingredient. What was that you brought with us today? Oh, spicy Bigfoot breath. Raw garlic dust from Flavors of the Forest?
Yeah, best thing.
Ah, let me sprinkle a little bit on my lamb chop here that you prepared. Oh, my goodness. This flavor profile went from a 10 to an 11.
That means you go...
Couldn't have said it better myself, Mr. Dogman. And you can find this. You can get your own bottles of Flavors of the Forest raw, spicy garlic dust, raw garlic dust, spicy garlic dust, Bigfoot breath. It's all delicious and packed full of garlic, delicious flavor that you can't get anywhere else. You can get it at flavorsforest.com/corn.
Flavors of the Forest is good stuff.
It is the best stuff. Flavorsforest.com. Get you some garlic dust. It's the best.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hopefully everybody finds this interesting.
Well, I am so far. Tiger.
Yes.
Did I get it?
Yeah. It's actually the infrasound roar.
Oh, really?
The camera glass is vibrating when he's doing it.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's not great. So that's why it's not loud. But the guy is like literally sitting on the ground recording that.
I was going big cat. I couldn't decide lion, tiger, but it just felt like a tiger.
Tiger, they're scarier. The only one that sounds like that.
Oh, really? I don't know.
They have that much. Like, they're very unique in the sound.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, you got tiger, but that's actually what actual infrasound sounds like. You guys listening in the cars or on your phone and stuff like that? None of it picks up, and like we can't hear infrasound.
Right.
And it does not, like these devices, as far as I know, because it's 17 hertz to like 0.2 hertz, so they can't even produce infrasound.
Super low.
Yeah, but that's scary. What the audible part of infrasound sounds like, or the infrasound roar.
Okay.
Ready for this one?
Yep.
Any guess?
Is that the famous Sierra sounds?
It is. You kept talking about them earlier, and I'm like, dang it.
Yeah.
I snuck them in there.
But that's good to sneak it in there, though. But that's what they call samurai chatter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of the, yeah.
It kind of sounds like angry Japanese men, like, shouting at each other or just arguing, you know? Which it really does. I mean, I guess I don't know. I've never been around that in person.
It sounds like language, and you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, now it's the famous samurai. If anybody's never listened, so we did the Sierra sounds forever ago.
Mm-hmm.
I highly advise you guys to go back and listen to that because we go through play all the sounds. I think that's probably our last super audio heavy episode because we did the Sierra sounds and some of the other ones, Bigfoot calls.
We've also done like bloop noises potentially.
Oh yeah, those. But yeah. There's only like three of those, though.
Right.
And then
yeah.
We talked about the associated data.
Check that episode out, too.
Actually, we just had somebody ask when Bloop Part 3 is coming out.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I guess when a cruise ship goes missing with teeth marks in it? I don't know.
I guess so.
Whenever, I guess, a giant tentacle washes up on shore that's like the size of Rhode Island.
Or a giant sand dollar foot.
Well, actually, with the hurricane going on right now, they may wash one of them to shore. Yeah. That was Sierra sounds, which is, has been heavily under analysis. Basically, what has been determined without doubt, is that when Ron recorded those sounds, several things were determined by government officials, by private individuals, including some FBI studies, that the sound was above and below human capacities. So that means a human didn't do it. The sound was not pre-recorded. That means it was whatever made the sound was right there in front of Ron recording it. And the sound had language characteristics.
Right.
And that was from Scott Nelson. Some of that was from Scott Nelson when he was with the Navy. I think the Navy. But yeah, had linguist for the Navy. So listen to the Sierra Sounds episode. Check out Ron's work. There's some really crazy stuff there.
Mm-hmm. Ron's a very special person with a lot of great research.
And just, yeah, amazing credentials. Ready for this next one?
Yep. All right. I know this one.
Do you?
Yes. You know why I know this one?
Let's hear it.
I only know this because this animal was featured on Freaky Fauna Friday. It comes out every Fridays, every Friday under Crypts of the Corn Network.
I think you're wrong, but go ahead.
No, this would be the white bellbird.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You can't convince me.
This it's is my, the white bellbird.
This is my favorite animal on Freaky Fauna Friday that we have covered.
Loudest animal. Well, it depends on who you exactly look at. It's 125 decibels. A jet engine is 126. And the blue whale is 124.
Yeah.
So some people put the blue whale at 126, though. There's some scientists that said they recorded them.
Either way, it's
up
there.
Two more decibels, you know.
It's up there.
These guys will, first off, they'll make you go blind and deaf if they yell at you.
If you're within range,
if you're holding one and looking at it.
Yeah, and it makes that noise.
And they can kill you.
That's the noise that comes out of its mouth. It doesn't even sound real.
It's so loud. So if you look up the videos of the white-billed birds, there's none in captivity as far as I can ever find, because that'd be dumb.
You'd be killing somebody. You'd
have to put them in we keep them in a cage on top of this mountain over here.
And I'm sure they won't scream being in a cage up there at all.
Yeah, you know. And it doesn't even sound organic.
No.
It sounds like a siren. Why I put them on here is to showcase that some of these sounds we get sent are littler animals. Like a white bellbird could fit in your hand.
Small.
And it's louder than a blue whale. And they can be heard for miles.
Which is crazy.
So I put that on here just to kind of showcase that when we're looking at cryptid sounds, I guess it's to me when you really can't find an animal that sounds like somebody's sound recordings, that's when it's really impressive to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So open up your mind. Just because you hear a super, super loud noise in your woods or in the forest does not mean it's not a known animal.
So that's the white bellbird. Look that up. Google it. Listen to the episode on Freaky Fauna Friday. It's an amazing creature, amazing animal.
All right.
One of my favorites.
So this video I'm pretty sure works, but I had a lot of trouble tracking it down. So I think the one I got works, though. Pause it there. There was the three long calls.
Right, where, yeah.
Ignore the little little noises are frogs.
Okay. I don't know, so I'm just going to kind of lean towards cryptid.
What do you mean? Like
Bigfoot.
Okay. You've heard this sound before.
I have.
This exact one.
Okay.
This is Mohican and Suzanne's.
Oh, you're right.
Famous Bigfoot recording.
Man.
It's been spectroanalyzed like 100 million times. Like, remember, it went like 1.3 billion shares
in
the first 24 hours. The article went public. She showed us on her phone. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
This has been analyzed like over 100 times, and nobody can give a consensus of it being any kind of animal.
Yeah.
I can't figure out it being any kind of animal.
No, it doesn't sound like anything I know.
But check out Mohican Suzanne in that, in some of her work. I think that was recorded on the backside of her property.
Yeah, which is nuts, ain't it?
She's a hardcore Bigfoot researcher, and she was, I believe, relaxing by her pond. That's what, all the frogs you could hear. And there is a dog that was down the road barking during that. So it's the three long calls is what. There was a couple more. The whole video is like 4 minutes long.
She's an awesome lady.
Yeah, so.
She is awesome.
That's when I am personally pretty sure it was a real Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Specifically that area. And that's right by where we heard the raccoon get yeeted.
So yeah, when we were in Mohican, what is that, State Park?
We were in Mohican Wilderness. But
Wilderness, yeah. Okay. Oh, the campgrounds. Yeah, we across the river at the night we were walking and we heard we saw a raccoon at first.
We saw a bunch of them.
But definitely something got grabbed, a raccoon, and got drug off into the forest, like,
you just hear
screaming.
You hear the raccoon screaming, but zooming down the river.
And yes, and then like just the screams just started fading and fading and just gone. And then
it got, so what happened, one of two things happened.
Yeah.
Is that like a Bigfoot threw one.
Yeah, grabbed one and threw it, which.
Like, I've seen chimps do it and gorillas do it with raccoons.
But,
or I'm likely to incline to believe is something like a great horned owl had grabbed one and was just literally flying down the river with it.
And it was screaming the whole way. And we were just like,
it sounded horrible.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh gosh.
Because we're
lost in the dark woods with whatever that thing is.
And we already had like Bigfoot on the mind. That's why we were going out there to like listen for stuff. And that's what that's what we heard.
And then that raccoon that ran, but like, just like.
Right up to us.
So this raccoon was coming out of the woods.
And we could hear it.
Yeah. And it looked behind it. And then it looked at us. And then it decided to keep running towards us.
Yeah.
So it's like whatever it was running from, it was like, people are better to take their chances with. All right. So yeah, that was Bigfoot.
All right.
Ready for this next one?
Yep.
Into this.
Any guesses?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to go animal.
Okay, what kind of animal?
A feline.
Okay.
Am I right?
I'm not gonna tell you if you're right.
Oh, dang it.
I'm waiting on a guess.
A feline. I'm trying to feel you out. Yeah, I'm gonna go for some feline cap, a lynx.
It is a lynx.
Seriously?
I thought you were going bobcat. It's two lynxes.
It's a lynx.
That are just talking to each other.
That's crazy. That was just shot in the dark.
Yeah, it's two lynxes.
A lynx
that
really.
Are literally touching heads, making that noise.
That is hilarious. No, I was gonna say, I didn't know what I was gonna say, but for some reason that cat popped in my head. Lynx.
Dang it.
That was a lucky guess.
You'll never get this next one.
Oh, I don't know.
Lynx and bobcat make the weirdest, craziest noises.
Mm-hmm.
People do not get it.
House cats.
They make horrible noises too, but they make house cat horrible noises.
Oh, when they're...
Lynx, like that literally sounded like a lady pretending to make like some scary noise.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how I guessed that. That was lucky. The answer was put in my head.
All right, you ready for this next one?
Yes.
All right. Gotta listen real careful.
Hmm. Okay. Owl?
So you're going known animal and then owl.
Yeah.
No. Well, yes, no. Yes, okay. Known animal.
Okay.
So this animal is incredibly secretive. A lot of people living in the area have never seen them. They're incredibly gorgeous. And that sound that that animal was making can sometimes be heard 2 or 3 miles away.
Wow.
It's low. It's okay. So there's a difference between frequency being low and volume.
Right.
High volume, low frequency.
Okay.
Like a whale.
Okay.
That is what's called a sooty grouse.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
It's a bird about the size of a football.
Wow.
It can sometimes be heard 2 miles away. And there are tons of Bigfoot videos that are them.
Wow.
Because they'll do it right beside you, and you won't know they're there.
Yeah.
That, ooh.
So there's a grouse.
And so they're making it with their throat, their extended throat pouches.
Yeah.
And they'll puff them up like a prairie chicken.
Mm.
And it looks like two big orange balls like attached to their throat. And it's literally an instrument they have made with their body.
I've seen videos of them before.
Yeah.
It looks really neat.
Probably not a sooty grouse, probably the prairie chicken.
Okay, maybe that. It's
related. They're very closely related.
Yeah.
But the prairie chicken's much more colorful. The sooty grouse is like black.
Oh, then yeah, no.
But when it puffs up its throat sacs, they're bright yellow.
Okay.
But that's for the breeding display, so it can hide the rest of the time.
You know, I think birds have some of the best breeding displays or courtship.
They do. It's been said by many, many biologists that birds and some fish, depending on what group of fish, but birds as a whole have got the craziest headgear, have got the craziest sounds, have got the craziest plumage.
And the sickest dance moves.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. What's that one? We used to watch that Planet Earth.
Right, one of the birds of paradise.
Oh, gosh, it's the best. Like, I could watch that all day. And the best part is when they'll do it. I've seen this video online. It's just, he was cutting a rug, and she said no. Like, this bird hops down in front of this other one, is getting down, you know, doing the best moves you can imagine. The other bird watching, and then she just flies off, and he's just defeated when she leaves.
You ready?
Yep.
I mean, hopefully this one's not too loud. I'm going to turn it down a bit.
Ugh. Okay, I'm going real animal.
Okay.
Cat. Feline. Bobcat.
Nope.
Darn it.
About a 300-pound puma.
Oh. Dang, okay, so I got cat at least.
Yeah, but these guys do not, like...
That's a weird sound.
They make roars, too, but their barks sound... They sound like much smaller animals.
Yeah, I was going to say... So I was thinking small.
You've had little birds making extremely loud sounds, and you've had big cats that make no, like, little tiny sounds.
Yeah. Wow.
Just keep going. I pause it before they start roaring.
Okay.
This is a big puma, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So pumas, mountain lions, and cougars are all the same animal, just so everybody knows.
Hmm.
But they make they're really secretive. They're really intelligent. They very rarely prey upon humans. It's almost always out west, and it's almost always smaller individuals.
Mm.
But did you see the video of that mountain lion
following that guy?
No, eating the guy's cat in his garage.
Oh no!
Like, he come out to feed his cat, and he looked out the window. It's like an enclosed garage.
There's a cat, a mountain lion in it.
There's like a 300-pound mountain lion, and he's like. He knocks on the glass, and they go, and you just see his cat, like, fur hanging from its mouth. You're like, he's like, what? You know, he's getting his gun, and he's like, and it starts jumping at the window at him and stuff, like, because it feels cornered now because it's in a garage.
Yeah.
And he's just screaming at this thing, and he ate his cats.
In there?
The garage door is open big enough for the cats to come in.
Oh, no.
So it crawled in there to get the cats.
Yeah. Oh, geez, that'd be frightening.
Yeah.
And sad.
So, yeah, you're doing good. Oh, I'm
doing okay.
This is interesting.
I'm doing okay. I'm not doing the best, but I'm doing all right. I feel like the lynx one I'm pretty proud of.
Yeah, I am too. So this one, I won't tell you which way it is, but this is a pretty famous recording. That's all I'll tell you.
Okay.
And it took me forever because the sound gets used for everything, but I'm pretty sure I tracked down the original.
Okay.
Because, like, I have, like, the 15-year-old version of it.
Okay.
So I don't think there's very much on YouTube older than this one.
Well, there's certainly no shortage of the pheasant back mushrooms.
Guys, mushroom hunting.
You can see here's one, and then one over here. They look really nice. And then just looking around here in the distance, that tree has a bunch. And then this log over here has a bunch. Take a walk over there. These look pretty big. Yeah, this, look how big that one is down there. It's gotta be about 12 inches across. And this one looks like it has a bite out of it. And this one. And there's one over here. Looks like it's holding some water. Huh? I think it's time to go.
That guy'd survive a horror movie.
I think it's time to go. Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm going Bigfoot, like cryptid.
If it's real, yes.
Yeah.
That's not an animal I could ever ID.
That's just it, yeah.
I think it's fake. I think the video is fake, even the original one.
Yeah.
But that sound has been grabbed for every Bigfoot, every dogman, everything.
Scary.
That's the earliest I can find it with the original audio.
Okay.
So I'm not saying that guy didn't fake it.
Yeah.
But that's the original video. And if it's real, it has to be a Bigfoot.
I think it's time to go.
I think it's time to go.
That's your first words out of your mouth after that. And he said it in the most calmest way, too.
All right.
Nah, I think it's time to go.
Ready for this next one?
Yep.
I don't think you'll ever figure out which one this one is.
This is someone's pet dog when begging for a treat.
It is not.
I'm just kidding. I made that up. All right. Gosh. Okay. I'm gonna say real creature on this one. Oh man, but I don't know. If it's a cryptid, that's definitely what a squonk sounds like. That's I gotta say that there. That was my first initial thought. I
hate you.
What?
I hate you.
Why?
That's what it is.
It's a squonk, yeah. Okay. No, oh, but you're kind of leading me towards pig now. And maybe it's a boar, or no, it can't be a boar. Baby pig, there you go.
It is not a baby pig.
All right.
It is a porcupine's mating call.
Oh, it's a porcupine?
Yeah.
Okay.
They sound like a puppy. So everybody goes in the woods. Yeah. Like, there's videos out of Michigan. So I added this one. There's a lot of videos out of Michigan saying that, like, Wendigos or Bigfoot are luring people in the woods with the sounds of puppies.
Because
They go in there to find them, and then they can't find them. Like, oh, what's luring me out here? Because I keep hearing puppies. Like, it's porcupines.
Yeah, that sounded like a puppy.
They make, and they even go more yelpy and stuff like that. That's a mating call for a porcupine.
Mm. Like, come on, over here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Have babies with me. I don't know, mating call. That's probably what they're thinking in their head, right?
Yeah. Ready?
Yes.
Coming.
Is it still coming? That's werewolf. No, I'm just kidding. Wolf. I go wolf.
So this is supposedly a dog, man. I got more to read.
Hmm.
So this is from the Cryptid Studies Institute. So it's on their YouTube page. It's a recording of a dog man howl outside of an RV. It was given to sharing the recording through the Cryptid Studies Institute. Check out their page for all associated things. These recordings are captured in the LBL.
Land Between the Lakes. Oh, no.
And the nearby areas in the Indian Mounds of Tennessee. They're playing the clips featuring the Dogman Encounter. And this is also on Dogman Encounter Radio. It's episode 294.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's called Two Dogman Versus Men. So this, like you said, this recording is really, really famous. Everybody check out all those shows, the Cryptid Studies Institute and Dogman Radio. Dogman Encounters Radio. Because they just do Dogman Encounter. Like, it's really good. Anyways, this sound was associated with a Dogman Encounter immediately after.
Okay.
So without the full encounter, it does... I mean, it sounds canid. You know, it's a canid of some kind. But there's two men... Two men and 12 dogmen, I believe, is the name of the episode, or vice versa. It's crazy. But what do you think of that?
Yeah, it's very frightening. I guess I should have stuck with werewolf, huh?
You were right.
Closer than I thought.
You were right.
I was just going straight up wolf.
We're almost done. I don't know. I think you're batting probably about 60.
I'll take that. I'll get you a contract in the MLB.
We'll see how you're doing. We're getting towards the end. It's coming.
Okay, I'm ready. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that's the famous Ohio Howls.
It is. Recorded by Matt Moneymaker in 1994.
That's crazy. It's been 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I just realized. Yeah, it has. I'm like, no, it's not. But then I'm like, oh, wait. It has been because I'm that old.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's the famous Ohio Howl. Another one of these Bigfoot sounds that I've sprinkled in that have been highly analyzed. And with the best that a non-Bigfoot person will give you is... non-definitive.
Yeah, okay.
Right? They'll be like, if they can't disprove it, they'll be like, non-definitive.
Right, yeah.
You know, so but the sound is weird, and it's been recorded from after Matt recorded it. It was recorded Ohio a couple times, Indiana, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma. I think it's pretty much been the Mississippi Basin.
Okay.
I don't know if any of them got it in the Western Basin. So by that, I mean, like, you know... Oregon and Washington, I think those groups may have their own sounds, you know, very established. But whatever the Mississippi Basin, it's probably been recorded in about every state in the Mississippi Basin.
Mm-hmm.
But very interesting and not too dissimilar from Suzanne's recordings.
Right, yeah.
Not the same thing, but not too dissimilar.
Sounds like a tornado siren.
Yeah, and then that was the short version. But so interesting thing. I want to start talking about some stuff. I know we're already over the hour mark, but there were Ohio Howl. Matt Felt would stand, do the howl, turn 90 degrees, stand, do the howl, turn 90 degrees, like it was searching for others in the area.
Mm-hmm.
The sooty grouse, I didn't show you the video, did the exact same thing.
Really?
In the video. I stood, did the sound, turn 90 degrees, stood, and that's what they do. So these animals with these long, the sooty grouse, these animals with these long range identifying calls, these seeking calls, specifically in the sooty grouse's case, the mating call to find females, but they don't live close, they don't flock up, they don't live close together.
Okay.
Do that to ID what direction more members of their species are in.
Mm.
Many, many birds and several mammals do the same action. So for the Ohio Howls, I want to make that connection that not just with these, you know, kind of showing you that there's crazy sounds in nature, but the unknown, but how we can use these other animals to determine these recordings of Sasquatch and that kind of stuff and what behaviors they may be doing with this.
Speculative biology.
100%. I really kind of think the Ohio, I think it's real, first off. You can say whatever you want about Matt. It doesn't matter to me. But the actual evidence has been analyzed hundreds and maybe thousands of times at this point. But when you really, really look at it, it seems like it's doing this behavior that we're seeing in the city grouse, we're seeing in other animals, we're seeing in everything, where they get on these high ridges, because I was on top of one of the big hills there, and going 90 degrees, going 90 degrees, going 90 degrees, going 90 degrees, trying to find maybe others of its species. And that south of there is one of our, one of me and your thoughted areas of reproduction. So that maybe as they come into the valley, they find their mates. Any thoughts?
Makes sense. It all adds up. I still can't, it blows my mind though. It's 30 years old now.
Yeah. And it's been recorded a bunch of times.
In our home state.
Ready for this one?
Yep.
This is from Informing the Masses.
I'm going Dog Man again.
It is. It's in association with the one we've already played from Moundsville, Tennessee.
Okay.
So it's another one recorded in that same area.
Wow.
Around the same time.
That's freaking terrifying.
And Moundsville and LBL are right next to each other.
Yeah.
There's a 20 miles. You could not pay me to go in the dark and LBL.
Heck no. Heck no.
I don't care what anybody says. That's a good place to die.
Right, yeah.
Ripped apart violently.
Gosh. Yeah, no, that would be... No. If I heard that at all, No. The car would be started and I'd be gone.
Here's my last one.
Okay. That's a samurai chatter.
That's Samurai Chatter.
That's Bigfoot.
Ron Moorhead.
Yep, more Ron Moorhead. Is that Sierra Sounds still?
Yeah, that was Sierra Sounds.
That's another... Yeah, if you haven't... Was that on our Patreon?
No, we did that publicly.
That was public? Okay.
I paid for the things.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, because it's well worth it. I think it's only like $30.
Oh, well, yes.
You get both... You get the digital versions of both his books and all the audio recordings. Like, oh gosh.
Definitely well worth it.
But no, so what do you think about this episode? I know I kind of... was saving this for one where I needed a break for my voice.
Right, yeah. I would say this is a good way to show, just especially side by side, you know, the closeness of, you know, what could be potentially be Bigfoot or whatever cryptid creature next to, like the porcupine, like the lynx, like things like, or that bird, that grouse.
Sooty grouse.
Sooty grouse, like... How close these things are, but then again, just how weird actual nature sounds are. You're going to hear weird noises in the woods, and it's not always going to be Bigfoot.
Several people have gotten upset with me when I'm like, oh, that sounds like this porcupine. I'll send the video.
Yeah.
But there are weird recordings that we've played. That
right,
we
yeah.
Think are, you know, it's just to show you that, yeah, there are those strange nature sounds.
Not every weird sound is a Bigfoot. Cryptid, a Bigfoot, a dog man.
Not every tree structure is, like, we gave a bunch of them out for the VIP dinner. Rick Grellis's tree structure book.
Right, yeah.
It's a good book to look at and show you that not everything is that. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed this. We'll be back next week with our normal style of content.
That's right.
I have been the great and powerful mystery.
And I've been JClone63.
We'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye!
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!